You know, traveling, going to the feast, I noticed a lot of people, and they were tensed up going into the plane and, you know, catching flights and any kind of something that bothered them, it wasn't much for them to let it be known. And there was one occasion on the way back, Amalia and I, our flight was delayed and we didn't catch the connecting flight, and there was people, they were letting their voices speak. There was a lot of unhappiness. So I have this sermonette, and it starts with, I read this on the way over there, and I followed it and said, a popular YouTuber, famous in doing social experiments and a prank or two, he went to a homeless man at a corner, and the homeless man had a cardboard and says, Vietnam vet, please help. He was, you know, was asking for money. But this YouTuber came to him and he said, he gave him some money, and he also gave him a picture of his supposed brother. And he said, I can't find him. And he left it like that. So he left the homeless man and he went back. But from a distance, he saw, let's just see what this homeless man did. So the homeless man saw the picture, and he made another cardboard cutting, and he attached it to it, and he put down, have you seen this man? Instead of the cardboard saying that he wanted money, he was saying, have you seen this man? The YouTuber goes back to him and he says, he told him about social experiment, and he asked him, you know, usually the other homeless people just ditched the pay and went back to asking for money, but you were different. He responded, he said, what kind of person would I be if I didn't help someone else? That's what the homeless man told that person. It was another case, Tony Tumaneo, you know, this is another case. It says, first visited Fire Station 1 in Lansing, Michigan, back in 1953. He was only 13 years old. He struck up a conversation with one of the firefighters, and they invited him back. See, Tumaneo had a mental disability. So he would go every day to the Fire Station 1, and he ate with the firefighters. They even helped him shave, helped him take a shower, but they gave him little assignments, but he felt like part of them. And did that for 60 years. CBS covered that one time, and they asked the firefighters, he said, we get more out of Tony than he does from us. And they asked, the CBS reporter asked Tumaneo, he said, what would you do if you didn't hire these firefighters? And Tumaneo asked, he said, he was really distressed. He says, I don't like thinking about that. He sits down with the firefighters, like if they're eating, but if the firefighters would get a call, he'd get up with them and escort them out, and he acted like he was part of it. And he'd wait for them coming in, and he'd close the door behind them. He was the only resident in Lansing, Michigan that had the keys to the fire department in his hand. What do these stories have in common? What are the ingredients they have? These people they weren't in the faith, they weren't in church. They had ingredients of love, right? 1 John, let's go to 1 John 3:18. Everybody's, you've seen that every once in a while. See it. I just go to it. 1 John 3:18 is pretty direct. And it's, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and truth. So that's pretty direct. There's no, you know, big flowery speech. It's pretty direct. Well, in Idaho, on the Feast of Idaho, Amalia and I were coming from services one of the days. We have to get on Interstate 95 and then turn into a side street and to get to our hotel. And we were on a turning lane, protected turning lane. There was three lanes going on Interstate, going straight. And we were behind a truck, and the truck said, "Jesus loves you." And it was a late model truck. And behind, it was behind a big steak truck, and it was carrying it had a trailer and had equipment in it. Well, the light turned green, the protected light turned green, but nobody moved. And I said, "I wonder what happened." And no sooner I said that, this truck in front of me backed up, you know, did this, tried to squeeze out. When he squeezed out, he stopped the traffic coming this way, and he squeezed out almost to the point that he had two lanes blocked. Finally gets to in front of the other truck, he rolls down to answer, and I said, "What is happening?" So they talk, and he goes, by then, the lights turned red, right? So he goes in front of the truck. He was gonna help the guy. But the traffic is going, and the truck driver is saying, "Well, look at all the traffic." And he said, "Wrap the chain around, let's go." And he pulled the truck and the trailer out of harm's way into, but his focus was to help the driver. So I said to myself, that driver depicted his bumper sticker. You know, this is an example I saw at the feast. After all, we are known by our fruits, aren't we? I bet you there was a driver or two in that tangled mess that had a four-letter word or two to tell him, because they're all scheduled to, you know, because I saw little hands waving and stuff, and I don't think they were waving at him, hello. But my sermonette today is about the other four-letter word, about love. This sermonette will not cover all what love is, but only serve us as a reminder to us. It's just a Reader's Digest. It's a bullet in our page. Because if we don't work on godly love, brethren, we are mere legalists, observing the Sabbaths, feast days, and vehemently observing and protecting dietary laws, but nothing else. Now I can ramble on about godly love and explain the different scenarios, which I looked for, but I found one. And talking to people, they were saying, "Well, what do you mean about love?" Well, I researched, there's two kinds, the ones we have at Earth, right? Between relationship, between marriage, between girlfriend and business relationships. Psychologist Robert Steinberg's theory of love is three different scales. It's intimacy, passion, and commitment. And he said that love will not survive if we have one of them. If we only have commitment, that relationship isn't going to survive. Number one cause of divorce is infidelity, commitment, or lack of intimacy. And 50% of the nations has a divorce rate. And the church, I think, is the same thing. So love is very, very important, brethren. And we should be practicing Christian love as well as with our partner. Because just because we have the same faith doesn't mean that it's going to be there forever if we don't have the passion and intimacy and the commitment. Let's go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1. And we're going to go around this 13. It's a short 13, but it's... And I'm going to go through this. I picked this because there's no way I can verbally explain it better than chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. And it goes, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." I'm pretty sure we've read that 1,000 times. But let those words sink in. I know this is the NIV version, but let's go to verse 2. It's, if I have a gift of prophecy and I can fathom all mysteries and knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains. Remember, Jesus said, if you have faith, you can move mountain, size of a mustard seed, right? But do not have love. Here's a clincher. I am nothing. That's a pretty strong statement. Nothing. You are nothing. Well, I'm, you know, I did this. Not even close. And it goes back in verse 3. As if I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast. But do not have love. And again, that nothing. I gain nothing. It's like going into the army and getting a dishonorable discharge. You've gained nothing. You've wasted your years in the army, whatever your hitch is. But it goes on to what love is. It's better than what I would explain it. It says, love is patience. Like that patience comes to that, the elderly man that I talked to years and years ago about, you know, about marriage and everything else. His wife had just died and he had been married for like 60 years or something like that. And all he said was patience. And I said, okay, fine. But he grabbed me by my forearm. He said, patience. Okay. I got it. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. And it is not proud. You know, I've known individuals through my, BC that, you know, look what I've, you know, my wife have done. Look what she's good. And I don't like that. And it can go either way. And the wife can say, look at what I got him going. No, that's pride. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Boy, that's difficult. It keeps no records of wrongs. God doesn't have a chart. You ever hear people, man, back 10 years ago, I remember you. Oh, gosh. That's, you know. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. 7, it always protects, always. See that word again, brethren? Always. And I looked in various translations, and King James says all things, but it's pretty much the same thing. That's pretty consistent and always perseveres. But then again, love is something godly, right? That's perfection, right? Love never. How many times have we heard say, never say never? Well, the Bible says never. But where there are prophecies, there will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. And verse 9 uses the word, because Paul knew who he was talking to. He wasn't at a street corner rambling on to anybody. He knew he was talking to the people of like minds in the church of Corinth. They knew about the Sabbath. They knew all that. But by verse 10 saying, but when it says here, it says when completeness comes, other translation says perfection. And we all know when that comes. And they knew what he was talking about. What is in part disappears. And it talks about childhood. I believe there's a child. Let's jump over to verse 13. And now these three remain. Faith, hope. And we all know about faith and the hope and love. But the greatest of these is love. And it pretty much states it. Jesus left us his last commandment. In John 15:9-17, you don't have to go there, but I'll read it. It says, this is my commandment, Jesus' commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And lots of translations I screw on says, well, I have to die for it? Is that as far as when you know? Well, no, dedication. A good father, a good mother, a good friend. He left everything for that person. Like that person that got stuck in traffic. And that truck driver was saying, you know, he was saying, look at all these, trying to stop all these people. And the guy said, no, let's go over here. He was focused on that person. Tony Tumaneo died peacefully at his home, July of 2020. He was loved, and he loved the people he was with at the fire department, Unit 1 in Lansing. Brethren, fear God and keep his commandments.